Job support scheme, too little, too late workers are OD sports are blow O'Reilly was working with an agency. I started in April. I was doing about 30 hours a week with them, so regular work. As soon as COVID hit, I was let go with immediate effect. They did not offer me any sort of compensation. So from there I had to apply for benefits. Since then, I have tried to contact the agency, but they say they no longer require an Obadiah services. A lot of the workers I worked alongside, Theo, have been in the company for 15 years, give or take, full time. A lot of them were let go as well. It is frustrating. With a 0-hour contract, it is just so unfair. They just let you go. You give so much of your time, and then, because of the contract, they don't owe you anything. When I messaged my manager, he was like, there is nothing I can do, Soroyo. And that was it. I thought even if I was on a 0-hour contract I might be entitled to something. I tried to call a few times and his phone was off. I live at home. But there are so many other people who have been working for the company for years. Theo have got kids, Theo have got a house, Theo have got bills to pay. They were just left with nothing. They go straight to job seeker as allowance. The COVID situation has highlighted a lot of problems. One of them is 0-hour contracts. It is not stable. There are so many people on 0-hour contracts. The furlough scheme did nothing to help me. The newer job support MO will do nothing to help me. I was really loyal to that agency. Anytime they called me, can you do this, can you do that, can you come an extra hour, can you cover this shift, I'm like yeah, sure, no problem. But as soon as this happens, sorry, we cannot help you, It is just like I am disposable. What is the point? An agency worker in London.